The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I'd love for you to do that, 855-993-7569. Before we do that, the program director question that I did at the end of last hour had to do with alcoholism. And Jacob, who's always very positive and supportive, said, "Wow, that was great!" And I said, "Yeah, tell me about how, you know, that seemed to, I mean, it's not that he's not supportive, but it was," and he said it really resonated with me, and I said, "All right, well, tell me about it." And so he started to, and I said, "Are you willing to do that on the air?" And he said, "Yeah." So let's talk, you know, he said, "Well, and let me not paraphrase, why don't you tell me why that resonated with you, and let's chat about it a little bit, just and thank you for being willing to be upfront and sort of get out from behind the producer mask a little bit and talk about what this means to you."
Yeah, definitely. I've had multiple family members that have had some alcohol and drug abuse problems, but primarily my dad has since before I was born, and then for most of my childhood he was sober, and then some into my teenage years, and then after that, kind of, I think he started drinking again, and none of us really knew at first, and then by the time I was in my 20s, I kind of realized it had been going on, and then it just kind of, it went from not really knowing to, "Oh, it sounds like he's drinking again a little bit," to, like, he was losing his house, losing his job. Yeah, like crashing his motorcycle, and from there it just got even worse. And it, for the last probably, I don't know, 5 years, and especially in the last like 3, I mean, he's had multiple kind of like psychotic breaks, I would call them, for just short periods of time. Alcohol, and then finding out probably drug-induced, too. I think there was some meth involved, to where he would start to have hallucinations, and I think people were dosing him with LSD, which was not true.
He felt that.
Yeah. That was kind of, I think, his way of rationalizing what was going on and kind of denying the fact that it was...
Well, for the alcoholic, it's actually called formication, which isn't what you think it is. The idea that it's a very common phenomenon for alcoholics to think that there are bugs crawling on them.
Mm.
The combination of brain deterioration as a result of alcoholism, and there do seem to be some somatic symptoms that are specific to alcoholism, including thinking, the paranoia is pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
But also the idea that things are calling on you, or that there are things growing inside of you, and all sorts of, and they seem to be common enough to assume that they have something to do specifically with how, from the pathology of alcoholism. How old is your dad now?
I think he's 50, right around there anyways.
He's homeless at this moment?
Right now, I believe... he's sober, at least from what I know. I can't ever know for sure, but
yeah.
That's kind of what we've been told.
By whom?
Well, by him. We see him every once in a while, every couple of months we've seen him. This is just for the past, like, maybe 6 months. It's coming up on... closer to a year, I think, 8 months, maybe 10 months. But his last big
10 minutes of what? Of being sober?
In theory, yeah. So about 10 months ago, he had had one of these hallucination episodes, and My brother kind of went to try to talk to him to see if he would just turn himself in, because I think he had, like, some sort of thing going on with the police, or he needed treatment. He was driving drunk. He didn't have a place to live. Just all sorts of bad stuff. He wouldn't do that. And then he wanted to come and stay at my apartment, which I didn't allow, and I helped him try to find a homeless shelter. He kind of refused to go at first, and then he ended up checking himself into this kind of a homeless shelter / treatment thing, and he lived there throughout the summer last year and into the fall, and then just kind of towards the end of fall he ended up moving back to this rural part of Wisconsin and live in a motel, where it was kind of where all his problems and bad friends and things are at. But he's apparently still working at some sort of factory job here in Minneapolis in the city.
So he has a job at this moment.
Yeah.
All right. So, it sounds like your parents haven't been together for a long time.
Not since I was like 10.
All right. So, it sounds like you have some kind of limited interaction with him, but you're a bit wary and leery of his promises. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's kind of like me and my older brother have scheduled a couple dinners with him in the past few months, and it's been nice, and, you know, he looks better, you know, he's put on some weight, he looks healthier, but it's just hard to, after going so many years to where I don't even know where he's at, or if he's got a phone, or if he's on his deathbed, or what the deal is, to all of a sudden now just reintegrate him back into my life. And he's, you know, lied so many times, or just, you know, said how much he wanted to get clean and then started using again, to where it's just kind of hard to know what's true and what's really going on with him. And when I do see him, a lot of his, you know, I've kind of realized there's a difference between, like, getting better and just abstaining, or like changing and just not drinking. Because I mean, he's, even when he wasn't drinking, his personality and like his thought patterns and stuff just seemed kind of the same, just like negative and pleasure seeking, and just kind of hard to explain. It's all the specifics, but it just is hard to tell if he's really actually changing or at all, or if he's, you know.
Do you have a philosophy for dealing with him right now? Or a pattern, or a sort of set of rules, or?
Well, one thing I learned from when he was kind of in my life a little bit more in the last summer was kind of really developing my boundaries and having very clear boundaries and explaining those to him of what I was willing to do and what I wasn't, because he was kind of right away trying to get me to go and do things for him, things that I wasn't comfortable with. Like,
give me an example.
One thing he wanted me to do was, he was going to send me this self-addressed stamped envelope inside, you know, of an envelope, and then he wanted me to mail it back to him so that it looked like he lived at my address, so he could donate blood and get money for it. Well, he was living at the homeless shelter, because they don't allow people living there to donate blood. And so it was just kind of like, well, why are you worrying about that? What do you need the money for? They provide everything there, food, shelter. He doesn't, you know. So and I just don't feel comfortable. He's always looking for a way to circumvent the rules. And while I understand that there are some rules in life or some laws that are maybe worth breaking, I don't know. To me, it was just kind of like, just a lot of little signs that made me feel like, are you really committed to changing and getting healthy? And
what, how did you explain to him that you weren't going to do this?
I just told him, like, at first I kind of, you know, thought about it, and then I just told him, like, I'm just not comfortable doing that, you know, like.
Okay. Let me stop you for a minute, because you hear the ever thoughtful music. We come back, I'm going to ask you two questions.
All right.
First of all, how did he take you saying no? And second of all, how your dad's experience translates into your own life, and what things that you feel for your own your own drinking, your own genetics, your own whatever. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jacob, my producer, about alcoholism. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're doing something a little different today. We did a program director question last segment, or actually, I guess, last the end of last hour. And at the end of it, the issue was, how do you think about alcoholism? And I said, well, there are really two specific different camps, and there's not a whole lot of overlap. One that basically says alcoholism is a disease, it's something that happens to you, and you're going to be an alcoholic your whole life, and you either drink or don't drink, but if you drink, it's going to be a disaster. And if you don't drink, you're still an alcoholic, and it's going to be every day of your life, you're going to want to drink. And the other says, no, it's basically a choice, and that the choice is something that you may not know your first time, but you do know it after that. So, and at the end of it, Jacob said, basically, wow, can we talk about this some more? And so he has been very generous in terms of talking honestly and profoundly about his family issues, basically his dad, about alcoholism in his family and how it has impacted his dad, who is a relatively young man, who's basically been homeless and has been in treatment centers and has lost the trust of his kids. He has resorts to all sorts of trickery to get money. He's had both an alcohol and a drug problem for a very long time. And Jacob at this moment is hoping that he's clean and sober. So it's not clear exactly what's going on. So I said to Jacob, can you talk about two things? Basically, his father said to him, listen, I want you to kind of be involved in kind of a scam, and it'll look like that I'm living with you, and that way I can donate blood, because at a homeless shelter you can't donate blood. And Jacob said, let me think about it. No. And so the first question is, how did your dad respond to that?
That one specifically, I forgot an important part of it was he didn't tell me about this until, so I went to pick him up. We were going to hang out when he was living at the homeless shelter, and he asked me to go to the post office, and when we pulled up, I kind of asked him what he was mailing, and then he told me about it while we were there. Just, he hadn't even told me what he was doing. He didn't even ask me if that was okay. And so then I told him, like, yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. And then he was like, well, that's fine. I'll mail it anyways, and you can just decide if you want to mail it back or not. I understand if you don't want to, which was,
more than a little manipulative.
Yeah.
but not confrontational.
Right. And at the time, I couldn't really tell if I was projecting, because I did have a weird feeling about it. I was like, maybe he's being sincere about being understanding it. But
yeah.
Then not too much longer later, I'd called him one night, and he told me about how, Obama was doing the free cell phone thing for a while. I don't know if that still goes on. But anyways, he had saw a kiosk somewhere for these, and he'd signed up and had it sent to my address. He told me. I wasn't sure why. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll let you know when it gets there. And it didn't come there for quite a while, and he was getting really frustrated. And then I found out that he wasn't allowed to have phones there. That's why he got it sent to my address. So there was that aspect of it. And then
did the phone ever show up?
It did show up, and I was moving the day it showed up, and I don't know where it got placed, but it got lost. And I told him that.
You're telling the psychologist that, right?
Yeah. And I swear that's what happened. And I told him that, and he just got all mad, and I don't remember what he all said, but he was just like, he didn't believe me. And so then finally I just wrote him this big email, and I was just like, listen, I feel like I can't even have a relationship with you without you wanting things from me. You can't just be about us enjoying our time together. It's always like, hey, can you do this? Can you bring me here? Or just mentioning stuff that he wants to get done without necessarily asking me. And then, when I can't, you make me feel bad for it. And, how come you aren't asking Greg or Adam, my other two brothers, this stuff? Why?
Well, how do you know he's that?
Because I'd talk to them about it, you know, and
so you're the most vulnerable one, huh? You're the one that he
in his eyes, yeah. Which I probably
the most
had been
manipulatable,
right?
Yeah.
Which in the past that probably would be me, because you know I just didn't really have good boundaries and I kind of wanted to not have confrontations, but throughout the years I've learned a lot about that, and I just wasn't, you know, willing to let him do that to me, so I kind of, you know, stood my ground on that, and he did end up getting back to me about that and apologizing and kind of...
Well, that's good.
...saying some nice stuff, but the whole thing just kind of left a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth,
sure.
And so there was that. That's that aspect of it, and then you said you had...
All right, so this is a relationship that's still in process to a certain extent.
Yeah.
All right, so what about, how has your dad's behavior influenced your perception of how to be a dad and about alcohol?
Well, I think one of the things for a long time, it's kind of like I didn't really think that it affected me, not only the alcoholism, but the divorce and everything. And then as I got older, I realized a lot of ways that it affected me, like I think in my just confidence. I don't know. Yeah, I kind of would see my friends that whose parents stuck together and had, you know, supportive fathers and stuff like that. And I just kind of seen how the father figure in their life and what my idea of it was kind of gives you this stability and kind of teaches you what it is to kind of to be a man and to, you know, maybe fix things or just all the general kind of stereotypical man stuff. Well, I don't necessarily believe we have to fit into that. I kind of realized that those were maybe a lot of things that I wanted that I never really had. Like I had certain little bits of it, but not really. I mean, my dad was a friend to me when I was younger, and we got along really good and bonded over like funny movies and things like that. But it was never really like a, hey, I'm gonna look out for you and help you out with your decisions in life, and you know, how you doing in school? What do you want to do when you grow up? You know. It was just kind of like a buddy thing that, and then, you know, as I got older, it got less and less of anything at all. And then just the idea of kind of having a role model to look up to was just not something I had, you know, and so it kind of gave me this feeling of like waiting for the other shoe to drop kind
right.
of a thing.
When we come back, let me deal with exactly that issue of role model, okay? And also I want to know what your approach is to alcohol in a society that absolutely worships at the celebratory altar of alcohol. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Jacob, my producer, about what is really an alarming family history. Do you know anything about your father's parents? Anything about, is alcoholism part of what goes on in the family?
So, I wish my mom was on, too. My dad's dad, my grandpa, I think he drank a lot when he was younger, and then he did end up getting sober at one point, but there was kind of some weird stuff, some abuse kind of, I think, between him and his wife, my dad's mom. And then my dad's older brother was much older. He was 18 when my dad was probably, I don't know, 5 or something. He came home one night drunk and didn't want his dad to catch him, so he stayed outside and fell asleep outside and froze to death. And then my dad's mom died of brain cancer when he was 18. And he never would talk to my mom about that and never really seemed to deal with it. And he was camping with my mom the day she died, so he didn't, he wasn't there when she died, so.
Wait a minute, who was camping with
my
mom?
My dad was. So he wasn't in the hospital with his mom when she died.
Got
the rest of the family was at the hospital.
Did he know that she was that close to death?
I'm not entirely sure, but that's kind of a pattern for him. Like, he didn't go to my dad's.
Not being there.
He didn't go to his dad's funeral when he died a few years ago. He didn't go to my brother's wedding. He didn't see my youngest brother's child until just a month or two ago. So that's been kind of a ongoing
pattern
thing, yeah.
Of him just being absent. All right, let me say two things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I do want to hear how this your dad's behavior has. Well, let me do that first, then I'll tell you the other thing I was going to tell you. Right.
Yep. So the how it's kind of affected my choices and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a couple periods. I would say my drinking is probably average or less than average overall throughout my life. Right now, I rarely ever drink. If I do, I maybe have a few glasses of wine or something on a very rare occasion, you know, for some sort of super special occasion. Like, my friend got married recently. I kind of, you know, had a little fun, had a few drinks. But I don't really like it that much. I'm really into, like, living healthy and health food and things that kind of could expand my mind or, you know, help me learn things or be a better person. Drinking for me is kind of does all the opposite of those things. I don't really have any paranoia about, like, being an alcoholic or being like my dad in terms of, like, alcoholism or things like that. Really, the only thing it's done for me in that way is kind of just make me feel like he's done some, you know, bad things because of it or just because of that's who he is. And it's kind of just made me feel like, man, would I ever be like that? Am I just going to screw my life up in some way, you know?
And what's your answer to yourself?
I would say no. I mean, I think we all have dark parts inside of us, but I think I want to face my dark parts and actively kind of, you know, accept them and integrate them and embrace them. Like, and I think his problems come from just trying to bottle those things up, so to speak, or keep them stashed away somewhere where, and then they just, like, take a life of their own or something, you know, so.
Yeah, and you work with this woman who is not very supportive of that approach, huh?
Right.
Has anybody in your life ever said that they think you have a drinking problem?
Me, personally?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm.
Good. No. All right, so here's what I was going to tell you. And this came a bunch of years ago. I was at the New York School for Boys, or New York High School for Boys, which turns out I do principal for a day, and they always send me to places where you have to go through a metal detector and the police are always there. I guess because they figure I'm probably not going to back out when I get there and they're frisking me. And there have been schools where the police were there when I came in the morning. We were called two or three times during the day. So it's just, and part of what I usually do with this is because if I'm taking a day off from work, I just assume that there was some benefit not only to the kids, but some benefit to my audience because I'm taking a day off. And so I have routinely done some interaction with the kids and then played it as a later broadcast. And in one, there was a young man who was, it was 17 or 18, and it turns out this is a school where a huge proportion of the kids have either dropped out, have kids, have prison records. I mean, it's the kids that you really worry are going to fall through the cracks. And so that seemed particularly important and relevant for me to be there. And this one kid was talking about his father who was dying of AIDS. And it was a heartfelt thing because basically what I've learned to do is just let it be kind of free flowing and kids can talk about whatever they want or ask whatever they want and then I can edit it later. So rather than doing a strict question and answer format or whatever. And this kid was, I guess he was about 16 or 17, he had a kid. And his parents were not together, and his parents were very young when they had him. And his father was dying of AIDS, and because he was using IV drugs. And he said to he was just about in tears, and he said, you know, my father's dying, and he wants me to come and visit him in the hospital. And I said, well, so what are you going to do? And he said, he was never there for me. Why should I be there for him? And here was the answer I gave him, and you'll see, I think it's relevance, is, you know, there are people in our lives who are there because they're really good role models, right? They're exactly what we want to be, how we should be, how we behave. And sometimes they're related, sometimes they're not. But there are also people in our lives who are role models of exactly what not to do. And they're people against which to judge our own behavior and surpass them. And it's not with judgment necessarily, and it's not with disdain. It's just saying, okay, if I look at this behavior and I see how this worked for this person, how affected other people around it, do I want to do this or not do it? And I said, you know, your dad has taught you how not to be a father, and you can do almost exactly the opposite with your kid and do better, one assumes, because you understand the fallout of behaving that way. And in terms of visiting your dad in hospital, it's an opportunity. And he said, I think he may have actually said, as I'm telling you the story, as coming back to me, he said, you know, he never visited his father in the hospital when his father was dying. And I said, you know what? This is an opportunity for you to do better. And you don't have to necessarily be competitive with your dad. You don't have to feel superior. But you can say, I don't have to do the same thing. It doesn't have to be genetic. I can do a better job. And you know what? I can even be grateful to my dad for showing me not only what not to do, but why you shouldn't do it, why it just doesn't work. And so, I would say to you, as I've said to other people in the past, you know, people are put in our lives because we need to learn something from them. And rather than be dismissive of them or hurt by them or angry with them or disappointed in them, just learn what we have to learn from them. And sometimes the lesson is, okay, replicate this because it will work really well. You know, that this person is hardworking, or they're really honest, or they're really good about their feelings, or they're a good provider, or they're good at saving money, or they're good at building a bookcase. And there are people in our lives that we learn, don't do that, because if it doesn't work for them, it's probably not going to work for me either. So what I need to do is look at that behavior and figure out something different to do, because it's not going to work if it didn't work for them. Or I can even try it and see if it works for me, if it works any better. But if it doesn't, I've got a case history here where I can look at it and say, you know what? That didn't make any sense. And if I do the same thing, it's very likely it's going to turn out the same for me as it did for him or for her. And that doesn't need to make anybody happy, so I think I'm going to try some alternative. So your dad is teaching you a bunch of things. He's teaching you about abandonment. He's teaching you about trust. He's teaching you about second chances. He's teaching you about generosity. Now, some of those lessons are positive. Some are not. Some are, okay, is it possible to have a relationship without asking something of somebody? Well, I don't know, but it may be worth trying because I'm feeling used all the time. How do I establish trust, and how fragile trust is, that even though somebody is willing to trust you two or three times, by the fourth time, if you've been untrustworthy, the likelihood of them trusting you the fifth time or the sixth or the seventh is going to be much more difficult. And even if for the fifth, sixth, seventh, and the next 100 times, you're still going to leave that shadow of it's only a matter of time. So your dad can be a great role model for exactly how not to live your life and how exactly not to deal with alcohol. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Jacob, I do want to thank you for your candor and your bravery in talking about this, and hopefully people will sort of be inspired by your story to be honest with themselves and maybe honest with a loved one. You and I were talking about maybe downloading the podcast and giving it to your dad.
Yeah.
and seeing, you know, because it's a way of saying without rancor of here's what it is for me. And it doesn't, and because you're not saying it to him directly, that it may be that he can hear it and be less defensive. And you never know. I mean, when people talk about things that have changed their lives, part of it is just plain timing. You know, it's the words have been said routinely, and someone will call and say, you know, people have said this before, but somehow you saying it was different, and I'm saying, my saying it wasn't any different. It's just at the timing you were ready to hear it. So.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll be ready to hear it.
You're welcome. I hope anybody who's experienced something like that could get some sort of insight from it.
Yeah, I think we're going to put it up on Facebook too. Of you know, how has alcohol affected your life? It, as I said, it's, you know, that in fact there's a, we've got a story, two stories about pot on in the news today. Well, actually three. I don't suppose Ben and Jerry actually count. They should. All right, they got arrested in the U.S. Capitol. There've been yesterday's story said 400, today said 300. So I don't know if that's 300 today and 400 yesterday or not. Of people protesting the effect of big bucks in elections. I'm not sure that protesting will have effect, but why not? It's nice weather. I told Jacob the story that at one point in my life I was gonna. I don't even remember. I think I was protesting the war. I don't remember exactly what it was. But my OB, I was pregnant, and my OBGYN said, I will charge you $500 extra if I have to deliver that child in prison. So I decided not to go to the sit-in, to the protest, because I just didn't have the extra $500. And I thought, you know, there's enough of me that's a hippie that I think, well, somebody could probably deliver the, you know, a midwife or something. But I'm not sure I want to really test that theory out. So I didn't go to the protest. So my daughter was not born in jail. All right, the two stories about pot. One is that Colorado has done a huge, huge survey. I think they were allowing 400,000 people. That's got to be most of the... Now, I know Denver's got, what, 1.2 million or something. But 400,000 people is a lot of people, and especially in a relatively unpopulous state or non-populous state. I mean, it's not Montana, but it's not New Jersey either, about marijuana use. And it turns out that the first of all, as we've talked about before, that Colorado is realizing $1 million a week in marijuana sales. I don't know if that's profit or not. My guess is it probably is. So, and they're saying that not Colorado, but the United States is saying by the year 2020, which is what, 3.5 years away, that marijuana will be a $20 billion a year industry. And my guess is that's a conservative estimate. Pennsylvania legalized marijuana yesterday. All right. So they're saying, first of all, that the number of kids under 18 using marijuana has actually gone down in the last couple of years, which proves to me one of my theories, which is once your parents are doing it, I mean, who cares, right? You know, how boring is that? I remember that the big deal for my generation was, well, you folks drink, so marijuana affects you a lot less than alcohol. But, you know, once your parents are doing something, I mean, what fun is that? And it turns out that most of the marijuana use, or I guess the bulk of it, or maybe all of it, has been parents of people over the 18 and much older. It's parents. It's grown-ups. But this was also the generation that was using marijuana to begin with. So that's pretty interesting. The great fear is that younger kids would start using sooner because it was legal, and it turns out not to be the case. Again, I've always maintained that part of the fun of doing something as an adolescent is that your parents would just pull out their hair and not be happy about it. So that's one. All right. So, it turns out that they're saying, this comes from Italy. This is one of those things I think you have to consider the source a little bit. They're saying decriminalizing marijuana would hurt the Islamic State and the mafia, says an Italian prosecutor. Which, you know, I don't disagree with. It's just that it makes it so political. They're saying they're smuggling, that the Islamic State militants and Italian mobsters are smuggling hashish together. So they're saying the main smuggling route for North African hashish runs from Casablanca through Algeria to Tobruk to Libya. And so they're saying that if you legalize it, you're going to wipe out two major groups. they said ISIS controls the Libyan route. So another reason, I suppose. Talk about political reasons. I've always said that the whole issue about drugs and drug usage was as much economic as political. And tax it. You know, make it legal and tax it. All right, speaking of which, this is the other kind of cool story in the news today. I'm always like cool stories as opposed to ones that just think, oh, geez, what kind of world are we living in? All right, I just saw the Tom Hanks movie, Hologram for the King, which is an interesting story, which I think I can review it on Thursday. But part of the story is that Tom Hanks is feeling intensely guilty because he was on the board of Schwinn and helped make the decision to move Schwinn Bicycles production to China. Okay, so that whole issue, and when we talked about solar panels earlier this month, we talked about the fact that China and the U.S. are really coupled because China has brought down the cost of solar panels dramatically, like by 80% in the last 5 years. And even though they have the corner at this moment, hang tough with me for a minute, that because solar panels are labor intensive, somebody has to sell it, somebody has to install it, somebody has to service it, that the United States labor force would benefit hugely. Okay. There's now saying a company, a U.S. company called First Solar, has basically undercut China. They're saying that they got more than $3 billion in loan guarantees from the U.S. government. They've invested basically $750 million in the technology, and they're using completely different technology. Now, one of the reasons I like this story is because instead of sort of gnashing their teeth, tearing their hair, and wringing their hands and saying, well, Chinese has a cheaper labor force, so they can always undercut us, they made a whole new product. And the product is 15% cheaper than Chinese, which doesn't mean the Chinese will necessarily sort of take it and run with it at some point. But at this moment, they've, instead of sort of rolling over and playing dead and just shipping stuff offshore, they figured out a new way of doing it and a completely different technique, and are at this moment, dun, 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 undercutting the Chinese. There you go. 855 economically. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
All right.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.